How do buzzwords affect what you purchase? Let's talk on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you. And if you are a regular listener, we love that you have been on this journey. We appreciate your faithfulness or loyalty. Yes, we appreciate you being faithful to us. Your loyalty, and because we know everyone is so busy, has crazy hectic schedules. And so the mere fact that you are taking 10, 12, 15 minutes to listen to us every week means a lot to us. So thank you so much. All right. So what buzzwords?
Buzzwords.
Buzzwords. Buzzwords.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere. And I am a huge sucker for buzzwords.
And pretty marketing materials.
Beautiful marketing material.
If the carton looks pretty, she wants to buy it. For sure.
That's right. I'm the marketer's
dream.
The marketer's dream.
That's right.
Yeah. So buzzwords. So I think that, this is a great topic. Tina brought this topic up and I think it's really great because there are a lot of buzzwords and the marketers, they know
the buzzwords.
They know how to get us. So I think, very important for us to talk about this. So What are some of the buzzwords that are out there when you go, and we're specifically talking about when you go to the grocery store to buy food and beverage and, anything that you consume, put into your mouth. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's a lot of them. How about all natural?
All natural.
All natural.
Plant-based.
Plant-based, organic.
Non-GMO.
That's right.
Gluten-free.
Gluten-free, sugar-free.
No fat.
No fat.
Low
cholesterol.
Low fat.
That's right. Low cholesterol. Mm-hmm. No hormones.
No hormones. No antibiotics.
Yep. Yeah. No non-GMO.
Non-GMO.
You see that on a lot of packaging these days.
Yeah.
This is the big thing now, okay? These are things that, the companies that are producing, that are making these foods, they know what they're doing. They're doing it because they know that this is what people are looking for, especially as you become more aware of health and wanting to become more healthy. This is out there and you're going to be looking for this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. We all look for it. But it was pretty funny as I was reading some of the stuff on buzzwords, like gluten-free. Like you may see gluten-free on a bag of chips. Well, the chips never even have gluten in them to begin with, right?
So it's always been a gluten-free product.
It's always been a gluten-free product.
You just want to make sure you know it's gluten-free.
Exactly. Yeah. Gluten-free cookies, like if you're trying to be healthier, just because you're eating gluten-free cookies, it doesn't mean it's going to be healthier because they're still cookies. Mm-hmm. They're still cookies. What about, let me see.
So the reason this topic came up was we had one of our staff members who had listened to our podcast about reading the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And so she had gone and she had read the ingredients on this soup that she had recently purchased from Pacific, right? We buy the Pacific brand vegetable broth, low sodium. But she purchases like the butternut squash, all the flavored ones.
Oh, I've
right?
seen that one.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
And on the front it says organic, plant-based, gluten-free. Yeah. It's got all the buzzwords. Literally, she took a picture of it. She's like, look at all the buzzwords on here. But then you turn it over and you read the ingredients and she's like, I was shocked at everything that was in it, right? So like, the thing I was telling her, she's like, and then, you told me to go read the ingredients and it was just crazy to me that it's got all these buzzwords on the front and it seems like it's a healthy product, right? And then you read the ingredients and you realize it's loaded with like four different types of sugar and it's got all these natural flavors and it's just crazy, right?
Like, it is.
You really can't look at the front of anything. Yeah. Like, you really, the first thing you should do when you see a product on the shelf is flip it over. Yep. Like, do Look not even read the front. Like, don't read the front. Just read what's in it. Read the ingredients, because that's what's going to tell you what you're actually eating.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, absolutely. You got to look at the ingredients. And we were just talking about this on another podcast just in the last couple of weeks. You have to look at the ingredients because that's going to say it all. Something that says no sugar just means that there's no refined cane sugar. However, they can still put agave and they could put the, you know, artificial sugars in it. So you have to read the ingredients.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, when they say diet anything or low fat or no fat, what they're doing is they're taking out the sugar and they're using artificial sugar, which we've talked about. Like people will drink a diet soda, you know, a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, because they think it's healthier for them because it's diet, right? When in actuality, if you actually knew the chemical composition of the artificial sugar, you would realize that drinking a regular soda is actually a lot healthier for you than a diet soda. Okay, like when you get down to the cellular level of the body and what those chemicals are doing in the inside of your body, drinking or eating anything with artificial, so literally anything that says low fat, no fat diet, is going to have artificial sugar. So those things are like innately not great for the body. And so, but people don't, you know, again, they see diet, they see low fat, no fat, they think this is a healthier alternative, right? But people just don't understand that the artificial sugars are worse for you than regular sugar.
Absolutely.
Okay, literally. Absolutely. Like I tell people, sugar is like poison in the body. Artificial sugar is like poison times 10.
Yep, okay. Absolutely.
It should literally have a skull and crossbones.
It should.
When
it should.
Comes on the
packaging. Well, we talked about this on the last podcast, the last episode, which was, you know, that guest that came to one of our seminars that told us they worked in a factory that made artificial sugars, and they all had to wear hazmat suits during the creation of these artificial sugars. So they're poison. They really are poison. Natural. So natural, the word natural, you know, that's not regulated by the FDA. So anybody, any company could use natural, really, to put on their product, to put on the outside of the bag or the box.
Or they'll always start it by saying natural and artificially flavored. Mm-hmm. But they'll always start it with natural because natural sounds better than artificial.
Absolutely.
Right? So,
yeah, natural, you know, no. So one of the things I was reading was, it was talking about nothing artificial in this. However, some of the companies, because again, this is not well regulated, can take something, even something that's made in nature, and they can create the synthetic of that, and they can still say nothing artificial. So, you know, the bottom line is,
were there examples of that by any chance?
You know what? There may have been, but okay. I don't recall.
That's interesting.
On that one. Yeah. So you have to look at the ingredients. Mm-hmm. You have to look at the ingredients. You know, last week when we talked about this, we talked about how many ingredients that, you know, we used to say if there's more than 8 or 10, that you really should be putting that back, okay? But now, you know, 10 or 12, if you're seeing more than 10 or 12 ingredients, especially if you're seeing natural flavoring is just code for chemicals.
Yeah, anything that ends in ukose is code for sugar or a form of sugar.
Right.
But again, it's not just about the number of ingredients. It's about if you read the ingredients. If there's an ingredient that you can't pronounce, it probably does not belong in the body, okay? If there's an ingredient where you're reading and you're like, I have no idea what this is, look it up. Like, look it up. Just say, what is this? Google it. It'll tell you what it is. And if you're like, why is that in this food? You know, why do I have to have, you know, this preservative or that flavoring or whatever? They're trying to make it taste a certain way to get you addicted to these foods for the most part. But, you know, there was these studies that just came out about how preservatives in foods are actually messing with the gut microbiome. And then we wonder why we don't feel good, right? We wonder why we have digestive issues. We wonder why we get sick all the time. We wonder why we feel tired and low energy. It's because your immune system, which is primarily driven from the gut, is compromised.
Exactly.
And it's being compromised from the chemicals and the preservatives that are being put in our food.
Mm-hmm.
So the easiest way to get around that is reading the labels, understand what you're putting in your body, and finding the healthier alternative to that food. Because just because, let's say, a certain chip or a certain bread or whatever has a ton of ingredients and they're unhealthy, doesn't mean that there's not a healthy chip or a healthy bread out there. There's pretty much a healthy alternative to every single thing that's out there. You just need to find it.
Exactly.
And don't be swayed by the buzzwords.
The buzzwords. I'm easily swayed by the buzzwords. So I understand. I totally understand that. You know, another one that we see a lot of on the packaging is non-GMO, mm-hmm. you know, and it was interesting because I was reading some stuff and I even read some of it to Tina where there are some that are saying, you know, GMO versus non-GMO foods doesn't make a difference. They're both healthy. But the reality is that the GMOs, which are the genetically modified foods, are changed, chemically changed, you know, and whether they've inserted an extra protein in there, whether there's some sort of a microorganism, you know, or something that has changed the molecular composition of that food, it changes it to where now it's not the original natural food.
Yeah. And personally, I don't think GMOs have been around long enough for there to be really good studies to show what the side effects are mm-hmm. of eating GMOs long-term. I mean, obviously, yeah. there's not a lot of short-term, well, there could be short-term side effects. We're seeing just an increase with
sure.
people with GI issues,
absolutely.
Right? And obesity and all that. But like the long-term side effects of eating GMOs, they haven't been around long enough for anybody to say, in my opinion, one way or another, are these things really harmful to us? All we know is that people are getting sicker and sicker.
Right.
Right? And then when you clean up the diet, they tend to get healthier. So
yeah, and it's a combination of things, okay? Because you're even going to hear people talk about, well, is that truly organic? It says organic. Is it truly organic? The bottom line, though, is that you are still better off getting organic versus non-organic, okay? Because you're talking about the use of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, which are all chemicals to try to, you know, prevent that produce from being eaten up by insects and other creatures so that they can bring it to the market for us as human beings. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the healthier you can eat, the better. Are we going to have like a completely wholesome, amazing diet all the time? No, we're not. We're not because you know, we like eating out. We like, I mean, and the reality is that it's not going to be 100%. However, if you could do 80%, mm-hmm. you know, the 80-20 rule, you're going to be ahead of the game and you will be healthier. You will be healthier because we are noticing a difference in patients that are eating healthier food, organic, that are eating better and feeling better. Mm-hmm. So it will make a difference. All right. And if you'd like to connect with us and learn more, or if you have any comments, please give us your comments. We love the comments that you guys leave us. But you can connect with us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta color button that you can click on the homepage, and you can schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And lastly, if you haven't rated us, please give us a rating and please give us a 5. It'll help other people just like you to find us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.